Superior Court Judge Michael Silverstein gently advised lawyers on both sides of the case against the early release of facts that he calls better suited for discussion at trial. That came after Silverstein heard arguments about whether to release certain documents connected to the case. The judge did not make an immediate decision on that question. Rhode Island taxpayers remain on the hook for about $90 million due to the bankruptcy of 38 studios in 2012. Lawmakers are debating whether to include a payment of almost $12.5 million in the state's next budget. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.